Hello there, this is Sheila Hummel and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Thank you for joining us on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio, your bedside entertainment system. In today's set reading, we find that Jesus has now come to Nazareth, his hometown, and he is welcomed there in his local synagogue on the Sabbath day. But things are about to turn sour. Word has got round that he's been teaching with a degree of success in the surrounding area at the beginning of his ministry, and people are eager to hear what he has to say. St. Luke in his Gospel tells us he is filled with the power of the Spirit. May God's Holy Spirit breathe new life into us as we listen to this word today. Here is Holy Spirit, Living Breath of God by Kirsten Getty.
Holy Spirit, living breath of God, breathe new life into my willing soul. Bring the presence of the risen Lord to renew my heart and make me whole. Cause your word to come alive in me. Give me faith for what I cannot see. Give me passion for your purity. Holy Spirit, breathe new life in me. Christ in all I do.
Our reading for today is from Luke chapter 4, beginning to read at verse 14. Then Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread through all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." It seemed that Jesus had been preaching in various synagogues in and around Galilee with great power and without fear. In fact, his message was getting louder and stronger in time. Here's Matt Redman with a song called Louder. In it, he encourages us as Jesus' followers to be strong and bold also in telling others the good news about Jesus Christ, and to put to one side what St. Paul would come to call our timidity and our fear. Incidentally, how many of us feel at ease sharing our faith these days? Lift up your voices, the song says, and let your praise be glorious.
There's a song that cannot be contained. There's a shout that breaks through every chain. God, we won't be silent. There's a faith that rises through the flames. There's a joy that chases the dark away. God, we won't be silent. And the greater the storm, the louder our song. We lift our voices, lift our voices. Make your praise so glorious, glorious. We lift our voices, lift our voices. Make your praise so glorious. There's a faith that rises through the flames. There's a joy that chases the dark away. God, we won't be silent. And the greater the storm, the louder our song. Yeah, the greater the storm, the louder.
In the synagogue in Jesus' hometown of Nazareth, he was treated first as a guest and invited to read from the book of Isaiah the prophet. The custom then was for the speaker to sit back down and lead the people gathered there into discussion. Jesus began with a somewhat controversial statement by saying, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Jesus was now claiming to be specially anointed by God with words their longed-for Messiah would have spoken. There was no reaction at first to what he had said. After all, rumours that he might well be the Messiah had already reached them, and they seemed pleased to welcome him. But according to what follows, it seems that his listeners had wanted some kind of sign or miracle from him, if he indeed was the anointed one, the expected Messiah. Was he? Or was he not? But then, of course, he was the local lad whose mother's virtue had been in question at his birth. Could he possibly be the one they'd all been waiting for? But when Jesus didn't produce a sign, but went on to teach them about miracles in the Old Testament where Gentiles, not Jews, were blessed by God rather than the Jews, they were furious. They believed they were the chosen people, and they hated Gentiles. Wouldn't our reaction today be the same if we heard someone preaching God's blessing on those we considered our enemies? And if someone came suddenly announcing they were specially anointed by God to save the world, would we not challenge them to prove it too? I'm not sure who it was who once said, "Jesus comforted the afflicted and afflicted the comfortable." And it was certainly true here. Jesus certainly turned people's thinking inside out. So here's a song called Inside Out by Margaret Scott from the album The Best of United Folk.
You came for hurting people with hurting lives, smiles on faces and pain inside. You call us to you and take our lives, then you give them back inside out. You warned it wasn't easy, it never. Call to you and claim your promises, 'cause you're turning us inside out. Are you melting us into something good? Are you molding us to be the way we should? Will our water run clear when we lay down the wood? Do we need to be inside out? You came for hurting people with hurting lives, smiles on faces, pain inside. You call us to you and take our lives, then you give them back inside out. Well, you say you call us to you and take our lives, then you give them back inside out.
The townsfolk were now ready to march Jesus out of town and throw him from a high hill in order to stone him. So furious were they with him. But he walked right through the crowd and went on his way. Jesus had a whole world to save, the poor, the captives, the blind and the oppressed. That's us really, when you think about it. He needed to set us free from our spiritual poverty, open our eyes to the truth, and set us free from sin and the dread of death. If today there's anyone listening in who feels weighed down with trouble, or needs to hear some good news for a change, or if anyone has tried to find God but just cannot see him, then could I just recommend that you look to the one who came to break our chains and set us free with his amazing love and forgiveness. He's not there to condemn you. He longs to set you free. We're told in Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8, "Therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." Just picture this next song, which tells us that we're saved by grace. It's a gift from God, something we'll never achieve by our own efforts. Here's Chris Tomlin singing "Amazing Grace, My Chains Have Gone."
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. My chains are.
A beautiful song there by Chris Tomlin. To those of us who do believe, but who've been going through a bad patch recently, feeling lost and alone, cut off from God, to all those who feel empty and spiritually dead despite having faith, here are some lovely words from Psalm 51 to renew and refresh us. They're sung here by the Maranatha Choir. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me joy of thy
Christians believe that the Holy Spirit comes to equip all those who have come to believe in Jesus in order to take upon these tasks themselves of freeing the oppressed, giving sight to the blind, and bringing good news to all. And by waiting upon God in prayer and acting in obedience, His strength will rise in them to strengthen them for the task. When we reflect upon the history of the last 2,000 years, there have been many who have claimed to have had faith and called themselves Christians, but have been shocking examples of it. But let's not forget those whose lives have been and still are utterly dedicated to achieving these Christ-like goals, and who have brought the true light of Christ to many of the darkest areas of our world. Here's a song called Everlasting God, and it says that strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. It's another song by Chris Tomlin. This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Thank you for listening in to us today. Finally, here's a beautiful song to finish off our programme today, sung by Kirsten Getty, who opened our programme. It reminds me so much of Psalm 46, which recommends that we just be still and know God. It's called Still My Soul, Be Still. But first let's have the blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace, now and always. Amen. So here is Still My Soul, Be Still. Bye for now.
Still, my soul, be still, and do not fear. The winds of change may rage tomorrow. God is at your side, no longer dread the fires of unexpected sorrow. God, you are my God, and I will trust in you and not be shaken. Lord of peace, renew a steadfast spirit within me to rest. My soul, be still, do not be moved by lesser lights and fleeting shadows. Hold onto his ways with shield of faith against temptation's flaming arrows. God, you are my God.